Thank you. Another subject that I hear many, many questions on, or I've heard it all my life, questions on this subject, and that has to do with relationships and agreements. And your tape on that is just absolutely marvelous. Could you give us some brief ideas from it?
You have come forth primarily to be creator. In other words, to set forth your thought and emotion in order to draw unto you. But as you have noticed, you are here in a dimension, in a time, in a place that you are sharing with many other physical beings, and that is because you are wanting also to be co-creator. Mm. Now, the thing about most relationships that keeps them from working in magnificent fashion is that you do not understand that you are first and foremost individual creator, and sometimes upon some topics you are co-creator. And so often, as you come together in a relationship, you smother the freedom that is essential to your being by expecting the other to now think exactly as you do, want exactly as you do, be exactly as you are upon all subjects. And because you are a freedom-seeking being, then you cannot tolerate that sort of suppression of your freedom. Most relationships are better in the beginning than they are later. Because in the beginning, you are focused upon what you are wanting to see. And by law of attraction, you are soliciting more of that from one another. But as time goes by, because most do not understand the power of law of attraction, they begin to look also for things that they do not want. And they begin to solicit more and more and more of those forth. Some relationships have been created out of a wanting for companionship. But the clear intention, or all of the things that are wanted, have not been clearly stated or clearly recognized. Sometimes, until you have become part of a relationship that is not to your liking, you are not really clear about what it is you do like. We say sometimes it is a value to live in a house with not enough closets to identify you are wanting more closets. In this physical world, because so many are not understanding the laws, most do not believe that they can have everything exactly as they are wanting it to be. And so they say, well, I cannot have everything perfectly, so I will put up with this that I don't want. And so they attract relationships that satisfy some of their intentions, but not others. Later, only to discover that those other intentions were very important to them. And the lack of having them satisfied leaves them feeling empty.
I hear a great deal of questions about parent-child relationships, particularly from the parents. Does this all fit in the same with parent-child relationships?
It does. Relationships, whether they are the relationship of parent and child, mates coming together, employee, employer, student, teacher, it matters not. The coming together of two creators or two or more creators is what co-creating is. Mm-hmm. What goes wrong in most cases is this. One begins to think about something. It starts with a little subtle thought. And then by law of attraction, the thought gets larger and larger and larger until there is a sort of emotional release about it. Literally a launching of a creation. And so then you go to your partner, whether it is your child or your employee or your mate, and you say, I have a great idea. And you begin to express your idea to the other, and you say, and this is your part. And usually the other is not excited about it in the way that you are, because the other has not been part of the launching of the creation. They came into it later. Mm-hmm. Now that is not to say that they can't catch up if there is enough communication that is offered. But usually the communication is not offered fully enough that the other becomes an equal partner in the launching of the creation. And we say, unless you have been part of the first part of the creation, the first part of the deliberate creating, which is the launching of thought and having the emotional release, then you will not feel fulfilled or satisfied, and usually not motivated to action to participate within it. And so most parents tell their children what to do and then cannot understand why the child is not always eager to do it. Now, sometimes the desire for harmony or the desire for approval is strong enough that the other one will do whatever the other one wants them to do, even if they have not been part of the inspiring launching of the creation. But we are wanting you to understand that if you would communicate more fully with one another, if you would launch more of your creations together, rather than launching them singularly and then imposing them upon one another, you would have much more success in your relationships. The greatest emphasis that we could give to rejuvenating your relationships as they exist is that you communicate more about the things that you are wanting, that you use your words to communicate what you are wanting, that you may stimulate the same wanting or a similar wanting in the other. For we say to you, wanting is the beginning of all deliberate creating. And if the other has not been inspired to want it, they will never participate in joy. And we say they should not. There should never be action that is not in joy. And so you can beat them up. You can set great rules and restrictions. You can offer your disapproval all you want. But you cannot inspire them to joyful action unless you let them be part of the launching of the creation.